Hello, friends. Sleep Tight Stories, Sleep Tight Relax, and Sleep Tight Science are now available to play on StoryButton, the device that makes it easy to listen to our shows and more without having to use a phone or tablet. This month, you can save $10 at StoryButton.com when you use the code SLEEPTIGHT. StoryButton, the home of imagination. Hello, I'm Cheryl, and this is Sleep Tight Relax, a calming bedtime show for the young and young at heart. Our story begins with Winky and Coralie discovering a section of their once pristine ocean home, now clouded with pollution. This murky water affects the health of the underground city Aqualore and its inhabitants, dimming the bioluminescent jelly brights and causing distress among the once colorful marine life. Determined to find the cause and restore their home's beauty, Winky and Coralie embark on an adventure. They seek wisdom from Old Man Ripple, the ancient turtle, and the sea star sages, gaining insights into the gravity of the situation. They soon discover the source of the pollution and work to restore their underwater home's beauty. Before we get started with our story, let's first get cozy and comfy. How you get comfy is up to you. Maybe you are in bed and want to tuck your covers in tight. Or maybe you just want to sit nicely in a chair. You can close your eyes if you would like. Do you know how sometimes you feel super wiggly, jumpy, or even a little upset? Well, taking deep belly breaths can make you feel better. They are an especially great way to relax before bed. Imagine your belly is a big balloon. When you breathe in through your nose, try to fill that balloon all the way up. Make your belly get really big, Santa Claus big, like you're blowing up a balloon. This is you taking in all the calm and happy air. Then, when you breathe out through your mouth, let the balloon go down. This is like letting out all the wiggles, jitters, or any upset feelings. When you do this a few times, your body starts to feel super relaxed and calm, just like when you're getting ready for a nice big hug. This works anytime you feel you need a little break to feel peaceful again. I'll let you do those belly breaths on your own as we continue with our story. The Adventures of Winky the Willow Whale. Grandpa, do you have any other stories you could tell us? Some real life stories? Jasper asked as he jumped into bed. Joshua and Jasper were still staying with their grandparents while their mother and father were on a business trip. They had found out that their grandfather knew many stories and had many storybooks in his old farmhouse. "I have been around for a long time, and I certainly have some stories to tell. But let me think. This is a story that I remember from a long time ago. Back when I used to work during the summers on a fishing boat in the cold North Atlantic." "I thought you always had this farm, Grandpa," Joshua asked. "Not always. I worked on a fishing boat before I met your grandma, and long before your mother was born. Your grandma thought it was too dangerous and wanted me to stay on land. And my heart wasn't in it, so I didn't protest. After working in the city for a while, we settled here on our farm and haven't left since. Is this a story about your life working on the sea? Joshua asked as he got comfortable and closed his eyes. Not exactly. I heard many stories, tales, and yarns when I worked on board the boats. We had to pass the time. But this story is especially for kids like you. Now, are you all settled? Their grandpa asked as he reached to grab a small, old, worn book from the nearby shelf. Yes, Grandpa. We are toasty warm, too. Good. Then I'll start my story about a whale who lives in the depths of the deep blue ocean, far, far from here. A long time ago, deep within the depths of the mystic ocean, where the sun's rays created rainbows on the seabed, was a wonderful city called Aqualore. At this time, with the fall of Atlantis, there were many wondrous cities lying at the bottom of the deep blue sea. This underwater city was a kaleidoscope of color, with coral towers and anemone gardens bustling with fish of every hue. And there were even playful dolphins, with shimmering scales reflecting sunlight and performing acrobatic swirls. It was a wonderful, happy place. There were many interesting inhabitants of Aqualore. There were the Jellybrites, a bioluminescent jellyfish that could change their neon colors based on their mood. They would help light up the city at night, creating a beautiful underwater nightscape. The coral bloomers were living coral formations that bloomed like flowers. Their blooms created wonderful music, while they formed the very foundation of Aqualore itself. There were also sea star sages, wise old starfish with an ancient look and twinkling eyes. Bubble-wing butterflies, small, delicate butterflies with wings made of transparent, iridescent bubbles. Whispering weeds, tall sea plants that emitted soft, whisper-like sounds that were very calming. And there were playful, monkey-like creatures and schools of tiny shrimps that emitted a soft glow, helping to light the city. So there were many remarkable creatures in Aqualore, but among all of them, there was one who stood out the most. Winky, the willow whale. Unlike the sleek dolphins or the shimmering fish, or even the tangle-tail monkeys, which we might meet later, Winky had a body shaped like a small whale. But instead of regular fins, he had branches of a willow tree, swaying gently with the currents. These branches were not just beautiful, they were magical, shimmering softly in the light that filtered down from above, and they sometimes twinkled like the stars at night. Winky was known for being the gentlest creature in Aqualore. With a heart as big as his imagination, Winky spent days exploring the wonders of the ocean, playing hide-and-seek with the seahorses, and listening to the stories told by Old Man Ripple, the ancient turtle who had seen centuries pass in the mystic ocean. On one particular morning, Winky was meandering through the gardens of waving seaweed when he heard a soft, melodic voice. It was Coralie, a young mermaid with blue hair and a great big smile. Coralie was Winky's best friend, and they shared a love for discovering new things. And they both loved sweet treats, of course. "Good morning, Winky," chirped Coralie, twirling around a pillar of coral. "I found a new cave today. Do you want to explore it with me?" "That sounds like a fun idea to me," Winky replied with his usual enthusiasm. As they swam towards the cave, Winky's branches twinkled with excitement. Exploring with Coralie always led to fun discoveries. Like the time they stumbled upon a hidden network of canyons made entirely of coral that produced wonderful music when the ocean currents flowed through them. The most exciting was when, during a treasure hunt, they found an ancient shipwreck rumored to be from a long-lost civilization. Inside the ship, they found artifacts and relics that told stories of historic trade routes and cultures that once interacted with the ocean. But today, as they swam towards the new cave, they noticed something unusual. The water seemed murkier, the light not as bright, and some of the fish were swimming away in distress. "What's happening to the water?" Winky asked, a note of concern in his bubbly voice. "I don't know, but we should find out," replied Coralie, her voice hinting at a sense of urgency. As they swam closer to the source of the murkiness, Winky was very excited, but also quite worried. What they would find could be the start of a fun new adventure, or a challenge that would test them. As Winky and Coralie swam closer to the source of the murky water, the vibrant colors of Aqualore seemed to fade, replaced by shades of gray and brown. The usually bustling life of the ocean was eerily quiet here, with no music and only a few brave glitterfin dolphins darting in the shadows. "Winky, look!" Coralie pointed towards a group of jellybrights, their colors dull and flickering weakly. They didn't look well. "They're usually so bright. What's happened to them?" Winky looked and was very worried. The jellybrights were an indicator of the ocean's health, and their dimming was a bad sign. They needed to find the source of the problem quickly. As they ventured further, they encountered Old Man Ripple, the wise turtle, his shell covered in ancient markings. He was speaking in hushed tones to a group of sea star sages, who seemed deeply concerned. "Old Man Ripple, what's happening here?" asked Coralie, her voice tinged with urgency. The old turtle turned, his eyes reflecting the seriousness of the situation. "Ah, Winky, Coralie, we're facing a grave problem. The water's becoming polluted, and it's affecting all of Aqualore. We must find the cause before it's too late." Winky's branches shimmered anxiously. "How can we help?" "Your curiosity and bravery are what we need," said one of the sea star sages. "Follow the trail of the murky water. It might lead you to the source." Thanking them, Winky and Coralie continued their journey, determined to solve the mystery. As they swam, they passed the coral bloomers, their colors fading, and the once vibrant bubble-wing butterflies struggling to fly in the heavy water. Suddenly, they heard a commotion. A group of tangle-tail monkeys was chattering loudly, pointing towards a dark, twisted mass in the distance. "That must be it," exclaimed Coralie. Approaching cautiously, they realized it was a massive, broken pipeline, oozing dark sludge into the water. This was the source of the pollution. "We need to fix this," said Winky. "But how?" "We'll need everyone's help," Coralie replied, her eyes shining with determination. "Let's go back and gather the creatures of Aqualore. Together, we can fix this. With a new mission, Winky and Coralie hurried back to Aqualore, ready to try and unite the community in a fight to save their home. The adventure had turned into a mission, and they were at the heart of it, ready to lead the way. As they swam, the waters around them whispered with the voices of the whispering weeds, carrying the message that Aqualore was in danger. But with courage and teamwork, there was still a chance to save it. And that is the end of this part. If you are still awake, I would like you to gently take a few more belly breaths. Then whisper to yourself or just say in your mind, I embrace adventure with bravery and curiosity, knowing that every challenge is an opportunity to learn and grow. I am important and valued in my family, and my actions make a positive difference. Every role is important. My unique talents can contribute to the well-being of my community. I am calm, relaxed, and peaceful. Sleep tight.